At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
A warmer from the low. Welcome to Mobile Las Vegas for Jessica Seeps with myself, Craig Eats Peters, and now for the Beast and Family podcast. And we've got a great podcast for you as you're going to be joined in segment number two by one of our good friends, Greg Waddell. He's over at the Field of 68. Something that really popped up the last few NCAA tournaments is the Big Ten. They flamed out very early. We're going to be chatting with our good friend Greg about some of these shortfalls that have been coming with the Big Ten. I know that he's going to reference a little bit of bad luck, and I totally agree with him. And then we're going to dive into some of the root issues as well, like the fact that everyone plays in the same style. And I think that Greg is sort of in agreement with me. It's always nice to be able to get him aboard because he takes a look at the Big Ten. He has a little bit of fandom with Michigan, and no doubt we've got to talk about what Michigan has done last few days. It seems as though they might be losing Hunter Dickinson in the transfer portal, but there seems to be a little bit of optimism that there's a chance that he could come back, and that's not unprecedented. I do think that in this first segment, it is very important for me to note, just because a player enters into the transfer portal does not mean that he is certainly going to be gone from that program. We have seen many of cases in which a guy enters into the transfer portal and he comes back to where he came. Many years ago, you may remember Kofi Coburn did that over there at Illinois. That was probably the most recent and most notable case of this, but it certainly has happened in the past. Michigan probably hoping that that is going to be the case for Hunter Dickinson after his comments on his podcast. I'm not sure if that's going to be the case, but we shall see what happens there. But they did get Caleb Love a few days ago, and they picked up quite a few other pieces, so we're going to be talking to Greg about that. Talking to Greg as well about how the Big Ten might be looking to turn over a little bit of a new leaf, try to have a little bit more of a diversity of styles in which they play, because I've been noticing in the Big Ten, it feels like everyone's stuck in 1985, in which they just look to the big man and everyone sort of plays the same style, and perhaps the runs of Michigan State and Penn State in the NCAA tournament and in March in general is going to be turning this around. So we're going to chat about that with him in segment number two. And in the final segment, I'm going to give you guys a roundup of everything that we saw in college basketball over the last 24 hours. Quite a few notable moves are happening. And if you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you, for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to fire those in. First one is my Twitter timeline, at @JuneNR41. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter, as per usual. Please just send these into the timeline. And the other way, that is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you are able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Really did not get in any Twitter questions today, but I know that some of you guys have been curious just to be able to gauge the off season, because I'm sure that some of you are a little bit freaked out trying to take a look at 363 teams, especially if you're a little bit newer to take a look at college basketball. I know that we're going to have quite a few guys on this podcast just in the next few weeks talk about their prep work for the offseason. Jim Root, if you missed that conversation a few days ago, I feel like he did a great job of laying that out, but I would say you don't want to be completely falling asleep at the wheel, letting things go for like 3 months and being like, all right, it is September, let's get all primed up for college basketball. And at the same time, if you need a few days off, if you're gauging other sports like the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, I'm a baseball guy personally, so I balance my time with this being a full-time job for me. It is all about taking a look at baseball day in and day out and taking a look at college basketball and all the happenings in the offseason. That is pretty much my job. I am very blessed to have this sort of job. I know that there are many people listening out there that I know that you wish you could do something like this, and the reason why I go at it every single day is because I know that you guys go at it every single day. And gals, wouldn't be remiss to not mention that as well, but I do think that it is very important to just be gauging things a little bit, even if it's just taking a few minutes here and there. just refreshing your Twitter feed, taking a look at what Jeff Goodman, John Rothstein are tweeting out, just to be able to get a little bit of a lay of the land. And then once we get things a little bit more settled down, because right now is a very busy time with regards to the transfer portal, typically late May, early June, I do start up these conference previews. So that's just the way that I gauge things. And if you guys, like I said, have any questions, feel free to ask them at any point during the offseason. But coming up next, we're going to have a great chat with Greg Waddell. We're going to be taking a little bit more of a look at the Big Ten. Certainly what has been happening with Michigan this offseason. If we're perhaps going to see some stylistic changes from the Big Ten moving forward, and so much more. That's up next right here on Cusco Soups with myself, Greg Oops Peterson, now a part of the PC Family Life.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you ready to become a winning sports bettor? Schedule a call with SBIA to find out how their service can make you a long-term winning player. They've developed an innovative algorithm that maximizes units return, and they are so confident in their system that they offer a money-back guarantee. Sign up by October 31st and get their MBA package at no cost until they reach 10 net units. They treat sports betting like a business. So if you want to learn how to make your sports betting dreams a reality, visit them at SBIA1.com and check them out on social media at SBIA Sports.
Right here, Las Vegas, for Cusco Soups with myself, Greg Eames Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast, and it's great to be joined by this guest. That's Greg Waddell. He does absolutely amazing work over at the Field of 68, taking a look at the great game of college basketball. For those of you guys who are college football fans as well, at the Field of 12, Greg is also very good with regards to college football. I know that he had a hot run a few years ago with some of those college football parlays, so always want to give a little bit of credit where credit is due. He is a part of Sleepers Media, along with our good friend Carter Elliott. They do the Unscripted podcast that is all based around Michigan State and Big Ten college basketball. You're able to get that wherever you hear podcasts. And Greg, just a wealth of knowledge and amazing at taking a look at really all of college basketball. But he's a man out there in Michigan. He does an amazing job as well of being able to focus in on the Big Ten. And you're able to follow him on Twitter at GWizzy, the number 12 altogether. And Greg, good to have you aboard. Thank you.
It's great to be here. I may have to figure something out personally here, Greg. I feel bad. I put you through like a 2-minute introduction for me every time. It seems like it's only growing. I don't know that that's good anymore. We might have to cut this down.
Well, Greg, have no fear, because we always try to give the best introductions for our best guests. That just means that you're at the top of the priority list. So you should take that as a compliment, because we absolutely love all the work that you and Carter Elliott do. I know that you guys were traveling all about the Big Ten, but I know that near and dear to your heart is Michigan. And one of the most notable things that has happened this offseason is Caleb Love, a part of that national title game from 2 years ago with the North Carolina Tar Heels. He's going to be rolling into Michigan. He announced that, I believe it was officially on Friday, but what have been your thoughts on how Michigan has been handling the offseason? Because as we know, not what Michigan was hoping for this season, losing in the NIT, that's not necessarily something that you want if you're really any sort of Big Ten team, but I like the moves that they've been making the last few days.
Yeah, it's a pivotal offseason. I might need you to talk me into this a little more than I've talked myself into it by the end of this conversation, Greg, but I don't think there's a team in the country, I'd have to think, that is going to lose as much as Michigan's losing this year. I mean, they were an NIT team. They underachieved, right? They're going to lose two guys to likely the first round of the NBA draft, and Jet Howard and Kobe Bufkin. And they're going to lose Hunter Dickinson, barring a sudden change of heart, who, like him or not, I've had my ups and downs with him as a fan. I mean, he's one of the more productive players in the country, just in the sense that even on his bad nights, you're going to roll him out there and he's going to get you 15-8 every single night on a bad night. Like, those guys, to me, are pretty irreplaceable. And through the early years of Juwan Howard's career, you know, they've had attrition. They lost Caleb Houston and Musa Diabate, but they replaced those guys with really, really highly ranked recruiting classes that had 5-6 guys in them. This incoming class only has two guys. Neither of them are instant impact types. One of them, Papa Conte, is heavily rumored to have not made it into the school at Michigan. This would be yet another admissions issue that the basketball program has. Like, this is really the first true test of Juwan Howard, where it's not just, hey, let me go get one starter from the portal. It's let me build an entire team from the portal from scratch. And, you know, the first ad was Damari Burnett. I really like that ad. I think that's the exact type of ad I would hope that he goes after. You know, a highly ranked, prestigious recruit that, given competition where he was at Alabama in the backcourt, right? That's one of the strongest position groups on the best team in the country. I still think Damari Burnett has a lot as a player that he can give. You get potentially 2 years out of him. Love that ad. And now you see Caleb Love, which is making the headlines. And, you know, I'm not a big Caleb Love fan, I'll be honest with you, just as a winning basketball player. I think it's really hard to build a team around Caleb Love and not suffer from his negative nights. I mean, he's just such an inefficient guy who, on a team with all the talent in the world, the preseason number one last year, just could not get out of his own way with shot selection and with defense and with off-the-court stuff, if you buy the rumors. It's a risk Juwan Howard had to take. Because you look at this roster, I said I like Damari Burnett. He averaged 5 points last year. If Hunter Dickinson's truly gone, this team has nobody who's proven they can score double digits or be an option one, option two, option three on a Big Ten basketball team. Caleb Love can certainly do that. Whether it goes well or goes poorly, he's a guy that you know for a fact can go get you 15, 20 points a night. Now you can build around him. You would hope that Howard Eisley, their assistant coach, who has played such an integral part in Kobe Bufkin's development and Eli Brooks' development, could really do some wonders for Caleb Love, maybe give him a little more structure. I'm trying to talk myself into it. I think he had to make the move of bringing him in. I just don't think a team who is built around Caleb Love with a bunch of supplemental support pieces around him is in line to win a lot of basketball games in the Big Ten.
And what I think would be very important for Caleb Love, and part of the reason why he had success at North Carolina, is joining me on the podcast, we do have Greg Waddell, is surrounding him with shooting, because we saw Caleb Love shoot right around 30%, if not a tad bit less, from three-point range last year. It's very clear that he can sometimes have really good nights. The NCAA tournament, he was on a nice burner run, but we've also seen the worst of Caleb Love from three-point range, and I think someone just
being able to ease a little bit of the pressure off. Like, I mean, I know that Joey Baker wasn't the world's greatest player this last year at Michigan, but that's the sort of guy that you could actually, in my opinion, play around Caleb Love. Just someone that's able to come in off the bench, is able to hit some threes, and then like Caleb Love, be a little bit more of a creator that slashes to the rim. I think that would actually be very beneficial for Michigan, and playing a little bit of a different style than most Big Ten teams play, where they just really run through a 6'11" or greater big man and play like it's 1985 wouldn't be the worst thing for Michigan. But I really think that it requires getting the right pieces in the portal this offseason for Michigan to have that success.
100%. As a fan, taking my analyst hat off where I'm criticizing Caleb Love, as a fan, I'm really excited for the stylistic change, right? I don't want to make sweeping judgments because I really do think so much of NCAA tournament success or failure is just luck. I mean, it's luck based on the draw you get. It's luck based on if a team has a hot shooting night. It's luck based on if Purdue's shooters just decide to make two threes in an entire game. I get they weren't a great shooting team, but you run that game back against Fairleigh Dickinson, I think they win it. 49 times out of 50. It's one of those things where for Michigan, I don't think, playing through Hunter Dickinson has been a cause of any issues in March. I mean, they made an Elite Eight and a Sweet 16 back-to-back. This year's team certainly should have been better. But I do think in the Big Ten, I mean, they've been close to 500 the last 2 years. It's really, really hard to play through the post in the Big Ten in a league where Zach Edey exists. And I don't know if Zach Edey's going to come back, but it's just one of those things where if you're bucking the trend, that typically it bodes better for you than it does if you're trying to keep up with the trend. And I think we've seen Illinois try and do that a little bit and have some success with that, right? Obviously, this year's team sort of imploded down the stretch, but you've heard them talk about, hey, Kofi's gone. We don't want another Kofi. As great as Kofi was, we want to be more versatile. We want to have different ways to beat you. I think Michigan's putting themselves in a spot where they can do that now. They have more athletes, really, than any Michigan team I can remember going back to when they had like Glenn Robinson III and Tim Hardaway Jr. I'm excited about that. The other guy we didn't mention, Trey Jackson, Seton Hall. He's by no means a headline grabbing type transfer, but I'll tell you one thing. He is the best shooter Michigan will have at the four and the best shooter that they've tried to play at the four in two seasons. I mean, no disrespect to Terrence Williams or Musa Diabate. That's part of the reason Hunter Dickinson didn't work at Michigan. Was they could never just get anyone you had to respect with a jump shot. Trey Jackson, absolutely, you have to respect his jump shot. He's not going to be a 30-minute-a-game guy, but he's an athlete. He can move. He can guard different positions in a way that I think will really help Michigan to have another option there in the front court. I don't know, Greg. I teased this a little bit this morning, but I wouldn't be shocked if there's a full-court press to try and get Hunter Dickinson to come back to Michigan now. And I think they have a much more appealing case for that, given the Jackson and Caleb Love ads this week, than they did a week ago when Hunter Dickinson put his name in the portal.
And it wouldn't be unprecedented as well, because you did mention it with Kofi Coburn. We all remember a few years ago, he was in the transfer portal and all the rumors were, oh, Kofi Coburn is going to be going to Kentucky and everything like that. That might not have worked out too well for him, because it would have been he, along with Oscar Tshiebwe, you would have had a dominant low post, but you wouldn't have had much else with Kentucky. I'm sure that both are very happy about the decision that was made there, but I do think that is very interesting to take a look at, because with Hunter Dickinson, I know that he's been rumored to be visiting Maryland. That has very much been in the news in recent days, and it does feel like with the Big Ten having some failures in the NCAA tournament, more and more of these schools are trying to dive more and more into the transfer portal, and I think that that's just a good thing for the conference as a whole.
Yeah, 100% is. It's interesting to watch the approaches that different teams are taking. I think in general, the Big Ten is a league that is slow to change and is a little bit behind these other high major conferences, and that has nothing to do with the talent level. We've seen elite talents come through the Big Ten. I mean, you had Luka Garza, you had Kofi Coburn playing like National Player of the Year candidates. This year you have Zach Edey, Trace Jackson Davis, and it's not just front court guys. I mean, we're a year removed from Jaden Ivey and Johnny Davis being in the conference, and those were the best two guards in the country a year ago. It's not a talent issue. It's a style of play issue. I think it's the way the games are officiated does not bode well. They're just called completely differently as far as freedom of movement goes in the NCAA tournament than they are in the Big Ten. And I think teams kind of beat each other down over the course of the season playing the way that they do in this conference. And I honestly think part of why Kevin Willard had some success this year, both, you know, in the regular season and in the tournament, I thought his team looked pretty good until they ran into a buzzsaw in Alabama. It was very different. It was something the Big Ten hadn't seen in a while stylistically. What I like about the portal in general is you can really change things year to year in a way you never could before. And I think that benefits the best coaches in the sport. And I think the Big Ten still has some of the best coaches in this sport, whether or not they've won in the NCAA tournament or not. I mean, Tom Izzo's still there, but I think Matt Painter's one of the best in the game. I think Brad Underwood's really good from a roster building standpoint and from a just in general adjusting on the fly standpoint. And it's kind of fun to step back and watch how they're all approaching the portal differently because, you know, Juwan Howard has gone after, you know, high IQ 23-year-old point guards in the past. This year, he's building an entire team from scratch, and it looks a little different than it has in the past because he learned from his mistakes in the past. Matt Painter is sticking to what he knows best. I mean, he just let Brandon Newman leave the team, replaces him with a transfer that just off stats and stylistically alone is going to fit right into Brandon Newman's role. He's not getting a Nigel Pack like they were rumored with last year. He's getting another off-the-bench 3-and-D guard. And then Illinois is going to do this every year where they're hiring the big guns, right? They're going to do as much as they can to get the biggest name guys in the portal. Doesn't matter what position. Doesn't matter who they are mentally. And it might be a little bit of a mess, but they're going to be the most talented team in the conference. And then you got Tom Izzo here saying, screw the portal. We don't need to build that way. I don't know that there's one way that works, but it's fascinating for me to sit back and watch these coaches in the Big Ten try and figure it out on the fly. And I think the ones that learn from their mistakes are the ones that will have the most success, to be honest. Because I tell you what, Greg, if Tom Izzo just decided, hey, maybe I should have gotten a center last year and went out and got a starting center from the portal this year, I think they'd be the best team in the country next year. It doesn't sound like he's going to do that. It's one of those things to watch going forward because maybe as time goes on, these guys will start to relent on their approach.
I do think that as they go into the portal more and more, you're going to get different players, and that means different styles. And I think that that's very beneficial because we were talking about it with the lack of success of the Big Ten in the NCAA tournament, and I do agree with you. I think a lot of it is luck, but I do think part of it is as well is that it's something that we've talked about for quite a long time. The Big Ten, you really have one distinct style. You have that big man, you play very slow, you have got a few teams that buck that trend, and the teams that decided to zig while everyone else was zagging were the teams that had success. Like Michigan State was the lone Big Ten team that made the Sweet 16. I don't think that it's any secret that they're the team that in the non-conference, they typically do challenge themselves more than any other team. Penn State was very much the opposite of a lot of other Big Ten teams. They were able to make a little bit of a run in the NCAA tournament. We saw them pick up steam in the Big Ten. And I do think that if these teams do pick up some different players in the transfer portal, they decide to change up their style, it could lead to overall success for this conference.
Yeah, 100%. I think you nailed it. I mean, Penn State to me was probably the highest ceiling team in March. I guess you could argue Michigan State, but I think they got a bad draw, a tough draw getting Texas in the second round. But man, with the way Jalen Pickett was playing and with those shooters, I don't think anybody in the country wanted to see them. I think they were playing like a top 10 team. Michigan State certainly had opportunities and got a historic performance from Marquise Noel that prevented them from going further. But again, you're right. That's two teams that were built through their guards. The saying guards win in March, I think is true to an extent. I think you need somebody that's not a center that's going to end up in the NBA one day. Historically, those are the teams that have won national titles. The Big Ten is still a little ways away from that. I mean, they just aren't a conference that gets a lot of NBA guards. And I say that as a fan of a team that had two of them in Jet Howard and Kobe Bufkin. But other than Jalen Hood-Schifino, I mean, even with respect to Jalen Pickett this year, the league was missing that element a little bit. I referenced it earlier in the interview, but we're 1 year removed from Johnny Davis and Jaden Ivey. And even those teams had problems in March. So in general, I would summarize it as a Big Ten fan by saying it only takes one to change this narrative. I mean, I would pray somebody gets us to the Final Four sooner rather than later. And I trust in general the collective level of coaching ability in this league, level of adjustments that I think I see being made through the portal right now, that I think sooner rather than later, this narrative will break and they'll restore themselves up at the top of the sport.
It has been a long time since those Flintstones of the 2000 were able to win a NCAA tournament for the Big Ten. We do not count the Maryland NCAA tournament victory when they were part of the ACC. I think that we're both in agreement there. That is the ACC's, but it has been quite a while since the Big Ten has been able to reach a mountaintop. Certainly a lot of things are at play here, and we will see if they're going to be able to be adjusted in the offseason. And Greg, it is going to be a very interesting offseason. We've got 7 months until the season starts, so no shortage of chats there. And I know that along the way, you're going to be doing a great job of being able to gauge some college football. You're over there at the Field of 12, and I know that over there at Dimers, you do a great job of giving out some of your picks when it comes to both college basketball and football. So let the good people at home know what's all on tap for you and how people are able to follow along on social media and other platforms.
Absolutely, Greg. I appreciate it. Always fun to be here. And if you don't mind, my friend, I'd like to use my time where I normally plug myself and tell people where to find me to do a little tampering, if that's okay with you.
That's fine with me.
If there's one thing I've learned in the last week, being with the Field of 68, the Final Four in Houston, it's that I'm a very big pro tampering guy. So I got to do my part for my program here, Greg. And if there's any way that Seth Lundy is listening to this program, I don't know if he is or is not, but Seth, you entered your name into the NBA early entry draft. You've got 1 year of eligibility left, my friend. You'd look awfully good playing the four spot for the Michigan Wolverines next to Caleb Love, next to Namari Burnett, next to Doug McDaniel. My friend, those are some dogs mentally. Seth Lundy, there's no bigger dog in the country than you. So make your way down to Ann Arbor. You need a little NIL. You need a little pockets. I got you covered, my friend. Seth, thank you for listening to the Greg Peterson Experience, and we'll see you in Ann Arbor.
Well, this is now a part of the VSIN Family Podcast and a part of the Tampering Network of Podcasts as well. I absolutely love it. Greg Waddell does absolutely amazing work over at the Field of 68, Sleepers Media, the Unscripted Podcast, and I think the big question I have, are we bringing back Drunk Scouts this year?
Oh, it's a fantastic question. We talked about this a couple days ago, actually. Highly unlikely to return. At this point is the answer. It will always have a very warm place in our hearts.
Well, if there's a betting line just out of my heart, I'm going to bet on the yes that we eventually do see it again. It was magnificent taking a look, having some brews, taking a gauge at the prospects of tomorrow in the NBA. And Greg, along with Carter Elliott, they're the best over there at Sleepers Media. And it's always great to be able to get a fellow Greg aboard. A big thanks to Greg Waddell for joining me on Coast to Coast Hoops, now part of the VSIN Family Podcast. And coming up next, it is that time of the podcast to give you a roundup of everything that we saw in college basketball over the last 24 hours.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
And we're back to MLB Las Vegas for Just Good Seats with myself, Greg Oops Peterson, now part of the Visa Family Podcast. It is always a pleasure to get Greg Waddell aboard. The two gentlemen over at Sleepers Media, Carter Elliott, along with Greg, they did an amazing job all year long taking a look at pretty much every home court environment in the Big Ten. They do amazing work taking a look at the great game of college basketball. Greg, he is a noted Michigan fan, so it has been a very fascinating offseason for them. So great to be able to get his thoughts there. A big thanks to our good friend Greg for joining me in the last segment. I know it's good to get a fellow Greg on the podcast. Now it is that time of the podcast to give you a little bit of a roundup as to all the news and notes that we saw in college basketball over the last 24 hours. This one extends a little bit beyond the last 24 hours. This was late Friday night while I was at the LA Angels versus Toronto Blue Jays game, in which this one broke. But Caleb Mills, he decided that he is going to be going from Florida State and he is going to be heading to Memphis. We have seen what Memphis is able to do with good point guards. And Mills, he's not on the same level as what we saw last year from Kendrick Davis, but I do think that he's going to be an upgrade. Shot just 29.5% from three-point range this past season. I think that that'll go up season before. Shot more around 35.5% from three. Was actually the conference player of the year in the American in the preseason entering the 2020-21 season. This past year at Florida State, 13 points, 3.5 assists, 1.3 steals per contest. I think that this is a very good fit for Memphis. I think that it'll be much better defensively than he was on Florida State this last year. Florida State just was a bad blend in general with a bunch of injuries, so I think that is going to be impactful. And his former team in Houston, they get Damian Dunn as they're going to be looking to get her done. Dunn is someone that they are very familiar with. As a matter of fact, Temple took down Houston as about a 20-point underdog last season. As for Dunn, he split his time coming off the bench and being a starter and had a nice year. 15 points, 3 assists, shot about 35% from 3. Just one of those prototypical Houston guards. He's got size with 6'5". He's able to stroke it from 3. Does a good job as an on-ball defender. So I think that this is going to be a nice fit for them. Arkansas State, they were very busy in the transfer portal over the last 24 or so hours as DeAndre Dominguez. He was at UMass this last season and had a nice year at UMass. He was able to put up 8.5 points, 4.5 boards, was shooting about 39.5% for three. He's a 6'8 combo player. He's going to Arkansas State, and for Arkansas State, big reason why they did have a fall off and why they needed to have a regime change is that they were without Nochad Omier, who had played there the season before going to Miami. They now have a nice big man to be able to rely upon. He's not Nochad Omier, no doubt about that, but Lokal Harnett, who was at Buffalo this last year, averaged 11 points, a little bit under a steal, 7.3 rebounds, and did shoot 43.5% from three. As a 6'8", little bit of a combo player, he is going to be rolling in with the program, so that is massive for them. You've got Andrew King, who last season was playing over at Houston Christian. He has decided that he is going to be going to UIC, and he
He's a very versatile guy for an Eastern Christian team that goes under the radar because they just have not been able to get anything going. But 9 points, 4.5 assists, steal per contest, shot about 33% from 3-point range as a 6'3" guard. I think that he is going to be big for a UIC team that they've always been looking to play a little bit more defense. Luke Yaklich, he was really one of the masterminds of that Michigan team that made the title in 2018, has not been able to get it going to this point. I do think that this is going to be beneficial for them. Rowan Brumba, he was redshirted this last year by Texas because he was behind Marcus Carr and all those great guards. He has decided that he is going to be entering the transfer portal, a consensus top 100 guy. He's a solid point guard, needs to work a little bit, in my opinion, on his shooting. Some might tell you otherwise. I do think that he needs a little bit of work with that regard, but he is going to be someone that should be highly touted, someone that was out of sight, out of mind this past season. So I do think that he's got some good potential. I was talking about Damian Dunn, the fact that he is transferring within the conference with Temple. We have seen their regime change, and Jamiel Reynolds, he was another guy that decided to jump ship after that happened, and he is staying within the conference as well. He's on to Cincinnati, as for Reynolds last season, he was out for a few games for Temple, but overall, 10 points, a little bit over a block, 5.5 rebounds per game. Not a guy that at 6'9 is going to shoot threes. He's more of a back-to-the-basket big man, but that should be big for a Cincinnati team that, if they did have an issue, it was the fact that their rebounding, it was pretty solid, but they didn't have necessarily that dominant pros presence last season. He should be able to bring that. Kenny Hunter, he last season was playing at Louisiana Tech. At 6'9", 235, he's another one of these more primary back-to-the-basket guys. 6 points, 5 boards, a block per contest. He's going to be adding to Texas Southern, a very good fit for Texas Southern. Texas Southern, they always look to out-physical you on the glass. They're never going to shoot it really well from three-point range, but they're a solid team at being able to hit those boards, be able to give themselves second and third chances, play some good defense. I think that this is a very appropriate and a very good fit for them. Carson Brasham, he was actually one of two Pepperdine players that decide where he's going to be playing this next season, as Jan Sadek is going to Chattanooga. We'll get into that in a second, but Basham, he was able to do a nice job as a primary starter this past year. 7.5 points, a little bit more of a glue guy, wasn't someone that was going to go out there, shoot threes, a little bit over 4 boards, a block per contest at 6'10". And then Zidek was a little bit more of a prototypical stretch big man at 6'9". He was primarily coming off the bench after last season, the 2021-22 season. He was a starter, and as a starter, 13.5 points, 3.5 boards, shot only about 30% from three, shot 30% from three once again this year. 7.5 points per game for a Pepperdine team that, to call it what it is, they just didn't really have a good blend this year. The offense was fine, but the defense was just so lackadaisical that shakeups needed to happen for all parties, and that has happened. So he has decided that he is going to be moving over to Chattanooga. We saw Denver Jones decide that he is going to be transferring to Auburn, and this, in my opinion, is a good gift for Auburn. Denver Jones, he was doing it all, not from the state of Colorado, but he was mile high with regards to his stats. A little bit over 20 points, did turn the ball over 3 times for contest, but that's just because of high usage in general. Shot from 3-point range, 37.5% from distance, a career 86.8% free throw shooter, 2 steals per contest, 2 assists. He's a relatively solid defender. I think that there's a lot to be had with him, and I think that this is a very appropriate and good add for Auburn. We've seen them have success with guys that transfer into the program, so I think that he's going to be the latest of them. Texas Southern was not done, by the way. Jonathan Cisse, he was playing at Incarnate Word within the state this last year. He should be able to help this team out as well as a guard, which Texas Southern, they always do lack a lot of three-point shooting. This guy shot 40% from distance, began his career at the junior college level. He put up 16.5 points, 3 boards, 1.5 steals, and 2.8 assists per game this last season in the Southland. He heads over to Texas Southern, so being able to combine him along with Kenny Hunter, a very good haul for Texas Southern. Though Maryland is still awaiting news as to whether or not they're going to be getting Hunter Dickinson, they did get a commitment on Saturday from Chance Stevens. He was playing this last season at Loyola Marymount. Not a guy that lit the world on fire by any stretch of the imagination, and this is certainly not as big as if Hunter Dickinson would be going over there, as he last season did shoot 37.5% for three, but 6 points per contest, really didn't hit the boards very much, so he has decided that he is going to be sliding over and he is going to be transferring to Maryland. I expect him to be, at best, a guy that they just utilize sort of off the bench from time to time. This gentleman did not see any playing time in the Big Ten this past season in Denham Dawson, and he has decided that he is going to be moving over to Tennessee State. We've seen Tennessee State be able to pluck quite a few of these guys that they just see no playing time whatsoever at a higher level and have some success with them. With Dawson, 1.7 points, 1.8 rebounds per game. He actually did start a few games towards back half of the season, so we'll see if he's able to build off of some of the success that he did have a little bit later on towards the back half of the campaign from January 18th on. He did make 7 starts in the final 12 games of the season, averaged right around 2.5 rebounds per game. Tennessee State just was not able to get anything going on the glass. He's only 6'6", but he should be able to elevate them in terms of the way that they do rebound. Lance Jones is going to be looking to elevate Purdue as well. 2-time All-Missouri Valley Conference selection, 2-time All-Missouri Valley defense. He has decided that he is going from Southern Illinois and he's going to be heading to Purdue now. What I will say about Lance Jones is that his shooting has been a mixed bag throughout his career. A career 32.7% three-point shooter. This last year shot 28% from three. Year before shot 33.9% from distance. Year before that, 42.6% from three. I think that is true. Percentage is probably going to be right around 33%. Average 13.8 points, 2.5 assists, 3 boards per contest. Doesn't necessarily do one thing great, but is someone that is a little bit of a Swiss Army knife. You can just plug him in where you need him. So I am very fascinated to see what happens with him, as I do think that he's probably going to be a little bit more of a role player. He could be taking on a role that was similar to what we saw from David Jenkins this last season. Devontae Gaines, he began his career at Tennessee, was playing at George Mason this last year, as we know Kim English. He went from George Mason to become the head coach of Providence, and he is going to be following his coach, as we are seeing a lot of George Mason guys heading on over to Providence, the most notable of them, their top scorer from last year in Josh Uduru. You also saw Justin Fernandez decide that he was going to be making that leap as well, and now Devontae Gaines is the latest of them. For Gaines, he shot 34.5% from three-point range. Did miss 10 games this last year due to injury, 7.5 points, 6 boards. A little bit of a do-it-all sort of player at 6'7". Last season with George Mason, the 2021-22 season, did put up bigger numbers, 10 points, 8 boards, was a little bit riddled with injury this year, but that is going to be very big for just being able to keep camaraderie, knowing exactly what Kim English is going to be throwing at these guys, and I do think that it is very good when you see these guys that they are with their coach, sort of follow their coach. It typically means that there is going to be some good success moving forward, unless if you're LSU, that just did not work out for them this last season. And UCLA, they don't really dive into the transfer portal too much, but they were able to add a little bit of shooting from within the conference as Lazar Stefanovic. He has decided that he is going to be going to UCLA. Shot 36% from three-point range this last season, 10.2 points, 2.7 assists, a little bit over a steal per game as a 6'7" do-it-all player. I do think that this is beneficial for UCLA. UCLA is going to be missing quite a few pieces from last season, but Mick Cronin has shown that he knows what the heck to do and he knows how to coach, so I think that this is going to be beneficial for them moving forward. In terms of news of a guy that is going to be returning to school, Donovan Klingon. He was able to have a big year coming off the bench this last year for UConn because he was coming in off the bench. He wasn't able to necessarily showcase fully what he was able to do. In 13 minutes per contest, I mean, he was dominant. 6.9 points, 5.6 boards, 1.8 blocks per game. But the 7'2" big man, he is going to be back at UConn. I know that I made this comparison once or twice in the past, and I fully do believe that he could sort of have that Zach Edey sort of leap to utilize the big man to big man sort of term. And I'm going to be very fascinated to see what happens there, but you feel good about that. And then this is something that is a little bit more on the coaching front. Right now, we only have about 3 or 4 schools that need a coach, but there might be another one, Austin Clonch. According to our good friend Kevin Sweeney over there at Sports Illustrated, he's reporting that Clonch is on the verge of becoming an Alabama assistant, which would open up the Nicholls State head coaching job. Alabama lost 3 different assistants that decided to become head coaches in the offseason, so that is going to be something to watch out for, and I'm on the watch out for you guys every single day on this podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops. If you like what you're hearing from this fine podcast, you're able to subscribe wherever you get podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you have a question, comment, segment idea, whatever for this podcast, you have one of 2 ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at @GNN_D1. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter. As per usual, please just send these into the timeline, and the other way, that's fine, an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast. That's for 5-star review. A big thanks to Greg Waddell over at the Field of 68 for joining me in the last segment. I'll be coming at you guys every single day throughout the year, taking a look at the news and notes of college basketball. Once the transfer portal settles down in probably about a month and a half, we're going to be doing conference previews to get you set for what is hopefully going to be an incredibly profitable 2023-24 college basketball season. And I'll come at you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.